summertime can be a really tricky time of year for many of us in sales because on the one hand, I mean, look, it's summer. I get it, right? We want to recharge. The kids are off from school. We want to catch up with them. We want to like go off on a vacation. If you're like me, you like want to go out and go camping and stuff. On the other hand, it's like it can be a huge chunk of time that's taken out of our year. I mean, seriously, it could be as much as what, like 2 to 3 months of slowing down, in some cases getting, you know, hammered with the whole call me back after summer here in the U.S., call me back after Labor Day. So today I thought it might be a really, really good thing for us to have a little heart-to-heart about three ways that you can get the most out of the summer selling season. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so before we begin, I always like to offer up some kind of a freebie. I want to make sure that if you haven't done so already, by all means, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/sales tips, yoursalesplaybook.com/sales tips, and you could sign up for the free sales tips that I send out, usually a few times a week. Now, let's get down to business here. The way I kind of queued this up today is we have kind of an inner conflict going on because it's summertime. So on the one hand, I don't know about you, but it's like here I am. I just turned 53 years old, but yet I'm still a kid when it comes to the summertime. It's like I still think of the summer. I live out on Long Island. I think about going to the beach and I think about, you know, just slowing down a little bit, having fun. Now that I am like all grown up, I think about hanging out with the kids and, you know, going out to the Hamptons with Mrs. Uncle Paul and overnights, all these kinds of things. But on the other hand, you know, I own a business and I can't afford to get my ass kicked over the summer between me slacking. But also, let's face it, you have a lot of people out there that love to milk the shit out of holidays and peak vacation season and the summer. So you've got, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to put down decision makers, but you got, I mean, you have some of these people, they're going to use Groundhog Day as an effing excuse not to see you. So the summertime comes around and you have a lot of people that for some reason they think that the business world stops. And you know, what the hell? Like, you know, we should too. So what they start telling sales reps is, you know what, call me back after summer. Call me back after Labor Day. Now, you know, on the other hand, you know, we look at that as sales professionals. We marry that in with the fact that we'd like to have a summer. And then we start thinking, well, you know, what's the use? I mean, if people are going to be telling us, call us back after summer, or if we're under this, like, you know, like this illusion that no business is done over the summertime, like, why should we step it up? Heck, man, we should kind of go on like check out mentally also. So that could be very, very dangerous, especially when you look at it and you have 2 months by the time all is said and done, in some cases, almost 3 months if that kind of started for you after Memorial Day here in the U.S. And you marry that in with a lot of other things that happen in sales. Like you look at how many times there's a three-day weekend where we tag on extra time. Because again, it's the same theory, right? Nobody wants to meet, like right now here in the U.S., we're coming up on July 4th. And I know what's going to happen next week. You have a lot of people who are, next week is going to be useless for a lot of people. And other people are going to really cash in on next week, by the way. And what's going to happen is they're going to think, well, look, we have July 4th on Wednesday, I believe it is this year. So Monday and Tuesday, it's like, who the hell wants to talk business those days? And then, of course, you know, Thursday's the day after, and Friday, what the hell, man? And also, you know, people, it's a peak vacation week and everything else. But that's not the only time that happens this year, right? I mean, it happens. We see it anytime there's a three-day weekend. It happens when there's the four-day weekend with Thanksgiving. Then afterwards, you have it really happen like a very big part of the holiday season here in the U.S. where people just go on this complete, it's not even a mental checkout, it's a freaking mental sabbatical where like right after Thanksgiving, certainly no later than the second week in December, they're checked out, they're done. It's like, you know what, call me back after like New Year's. And, you know, you start adding that up, now that's another chunk of time that gets taken out of your year. Hey man, what the heck, let me just keep going while I'm on this like roll. There's a lot of people who think in sales that it's useless to try to reach prospects and clients after lunchtime on a Friday or before lunchtime on a Monday. Now, when you add that up, a half a day on Fridays, half a day on Mondays, right? That right there, what is that? 20% of your week, 20% of your year. Add that into the fact that a lot of people are going to lose 2 to 3 months over the summer. They're going to lose a lot of time with all the little 3 and 4 day holidays. Man, our year can be taken from us very, very quickly. So what I want to get into today is kind of a way for you to have your cake and eat it too. A way for you to enjoy your summer, I mean thoroughly, and then also kick some ass, because I look at it like this. I could sit here and piss and moan about the training industry, by the way. I mean, over the summer, the phrase that I use, I don't use it anymore because I've changed it. I've taken control of it for me. But I always say that, you know, business has this way of falling off a cliff once summertime comes around. And I could sit and piss and moan about that. Or I could realize that a lot of my competitors, because they're experiencing the same thing, They're just like defaulting, right? They're tapping out. They're going to go off and have great summers. You know, they made a killing all year long. So, you know, I could just have 2 months off and I can go to Italy and I could do all this other stuff. Hey, man, I'm jealous. That's great. But at the same time, I look at it like there's less noise over the summer. And now, because I've made a few changes in my business, actually, I do very well over the summer. So let's get down to business, right? I've kind of dicked around and kind of gone all over the damn place on you. The first way that you can really get a lot out of your summer is to blend things. Now, we always talk about work-life balance, and I've talked about this quite a bit. Sometimes balancing work and life isn't practical for us. It would be ideal, and it would be great if we can do it, but we can't. So what I recommend is doing what I do, and it's blending activities. When you're kind of blending a little bit of work, a little bit of play, and you know, like there's a few different ways that I do it. So let me tell you, I mean, one of the things that I do, it's a beautiful time of year here in New York, except for tomorrow, man. It's going to be like 95 effing degrees. So I don't know if I want to deal with that. But on days when I'm not roasting my ass off, what I do is I'll go out on the patio, and I live in a quiet neighborhood. And I'll go outside and I'll make some of my calls outside, or I'll do some of my administrative work outside. So that's something that you can do. And what's nice about that is I don't feel like I'm cooped up in an office. I mean, doesn't it suck? Don't you feel like you're back in fourth grade when, you know, there you are and you're kind of staring out the window at a beautiful day and you're like, well, why am I trapped in here, right? So blending things, getting outside can be a good thing. Now, speaking of getting outside, for, you know, a lot of you that are like, you know, out and about in the field all the time and everything else, if you have a local territory, I recommend you keep a beach chair in your car, because my theory is, I mean, why not make some of your calls from a local park? Now, you might be thinking, yeah, but kids and the summertime and everything else. Yeah, but if you get there early, first of all, out here in New York, I don't know how it is by you guys. I mean, unless you have a park pass, which you pay like, I don't know, it's like $80 for it or whatever. You have to pay to get into the park each time. So you go early, you're not going to pay, which is good. And also, you're not going to have everybody there. I mean, heck, you could even make the argument for the beach or whatever. But even so, it doesn't have to be just calls. Maybe taking some of that administrative stuff that you have to do and do it from that beach chair. You know, keep it with you. I mean, there are parks. There's the beach. There's all different types of places. I mean, if you work in a multi-tenant building and the grounds are nice and it's fairly quiet, I mean, instead of making you calls inside, why don't you take it outside or whatever, right? I mean, I particularly love that in the fall, by the way, because out here in New York, it is just absolutely beautiful. The colors on the trees are just incredible. And, you know, you're not going to roast your ass off on top of it. And I'll give you one other thing, another situation where I'm going to be blending. It isn't necessarily going to be over the summer, which is kind of our theme today, but still it's going to be blending. Mrs. Uncle Paul and I are going to be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary. And it's going to be coming up in October. And what we're going to do is we're going to be taking a cruise together. And we're going to be off to the Caribbean, and it's going to be like an 8 or a 10 day type of thing or whatever. But I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, I wish that I could take 8 to 10 days away from my business and not, like, give a shit about it or whatever. But I can't. I mean, when I come back, man, I got, you know, I have bills to pay. When I get done with that whole little fantasy that I'm going to have for 8 to 10 days with my wife, man, I got to come back and deal with reality. So what am I going to do here? So, well, I'm going to blend. And what I'm going to do, early in the morning, my wife and I have an agreement. And this agreement came after many instances and probably many years of not figuring each other out. When we both first wake up in the morning, we cannot hang out together. We each need a little bit of time and a little bit of space, and we both get up really early in the morning. So she does her thing. In my office, I'm up on the second floor of our home. I have a recliner, and what I do is I go downstairs, make my coffee, say good morning and all this kind of stuff, right? Because, you know, if I'm up ahead of her, she's still in bed and, you know, I'm not going to wake her up to say good morning. Say good morning, bring my coffee upstairs. She goes her way, I go my way, and everybody's happy. Now, it's going to be the same way on the cruise. And by the way, then a little bit later after we're caffeinated, after about, you know, the first cup, then usually we'll have the second cup of coffee together. And just kind of visit and that kind of stuff if we have time. So the same thing is going to happen when we take the cruise, but I'm going to be blending during my time. So instead of sitting there in my recliner, I'm going to be on email on the boat. I'll be that asshole that instead of, you know, sitting there working on his tan, is going to be, you know, bringing home the bacon. And that's the way it has to be done. But I'm going to be doing that early. And then the rest of the day is for my wife and I. I'm not going to allow any type of interruptions. So the first way that you can really get a lot out of the summer is to learn how to blend things. And it's not just over the summertime. I do it in the fall. I love to sit outside and on a day when, like, I have, like, my coaching calls and a lot of my clients kid around, and they can kind of hear the fire going in the background. It's just like, what is it, like fireside chat with Uncle Paul? You're doing a cigar, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm blending things that I enjoy doing. Why should I, like, say, well, no, I must be strictly business or whatever. Now, I have actually a final example that I always give, and it's over the summer. I take several camping trips every single, like, summer now. And the reason why I'm able to take so many is because I blend. And what I do in the morning is I have my coaching calls. I have everything set up for the morning as far as business. And with one exception, I typically go camping like completely by myself, except for like a rare occasion when my son Nick can join me. When Nick can join me, I might do one or two things in the morning, because he sleeps in a little bit, but for the most part, I don't want any blending. I want to have that 100% father-son time with him, because we never get it. But other than that, the other 99.9% of the time, what I'm doing is I'll, in the morning, I'll have some of the coaching calls, I'll have a few business calls or whatever. I had a really big deal that I was working on a few weeks ago when I was camping. So, like, boo-hoo, right? Like, poor Uncle Paul. I had to leave the campground, and I went over to McDonald's. And I said, okay, man, so, okay, I'm not going to have, like, a camping-style lunch. You know, I'm going to have to settle for, like, you know, like, poor baby, right? Like, I had to have, like, you know, like some kind of meal deal, like a Big Mac or some shit. And what I did was I had to finish up like some revisions on a proposal that came in. It was timely. But, you know, I'll tell you what, before everybody says, oh man, that sucks, it really interrupted your, you know, your trip or whatever it is. It was a 2-hour interruption. I needed to go to McDonald's because, at least that's what I told myself, the lie I told myself. I really wanted the damn Big Mac because I don't have any camping. All those survival shows that I see, they don't show you how to secure a Big Mac. Like I can start a fire with matches and shit and, like, you know, like killed wild animals and stuff. I don't know how to find a damn Big Mac except going to McDonald's. And, but, like, I needed the wireless. So, worked there for 2 hours. And I closed a $25,000 deal. So before you feel sorry for me, I think that was very good use of my time. But other than that, it's just really like a few hours in the morning. I've got the campfire going. It is the most beautiful office in the world. And then after that, man, I just get on with like my little mini vacation. That's what I do, you know. And maybe throughout the day here and there, I'll check email and respond or whatever it is. But that's how I do it. So first tip is learn how to blend. Let's go to the second tip. The second tip is compliments of my son, Paul. A few summers ago, he came home. It was like, it might have been a little bit earlier than this time of year, but it was somewhere around, it was the beginning of summer. He was still in high school, and I'm guessing this was at least 8 years ago. And by the way, you know, like when he told me this, he was like 16. The guy's now a management consultant, has his own place, has a new car. Man, like I'm thinking about hitting him up for a loan. Yeah, kid took me out for my birthday and, you know, like movies and drinks and shit like that. And, you know, like all of a sudden here, it's like he grew up overnight. But anyway, I digress. He came home. He was all excited. He goes, Dad, I'm so excited for summer. And I go, well, you're always excited for summer. He goes, no, but I'm even more excited for summer because I'm making a bucket list for summer. And we go, well, what the hell is that? Like, are you going to die at the end of the summer or something? And he goes, no, these are all the things that I want to do by the end of the summer. So I started. I was like, man, what a great idea. I mean, because isn't it a shitty feeling? Well, all of a sudden, it's like 1 week left of summer. You're like, where did the summer go? Right? I mean, don't you hate that feeling? That used to happen with me with camping or with doing things. I'm like, you know, I just got like so focused on my work that like I didn't like think that I'm allowed to play or anything. So let me give you some ideas right from my summer bucket list. If you don't mind, I'm an open book here. I'm going to share some of mine with you. Well, the first one, you know, but I'm a big fan of camping. So by the end of the summer, I'll, you know, my plan is always every year to go between 5 and 6 times, sometimes 5 to 7 times. But keep in mind, I kind of cheat a little on that. It's not just over a 2-month span for me. Camping season is like 6 months out here. So, and I've already got 2 camping trips on the bank, and I'll be camping right through October. So it's not like I have to squeeze this all in by August. So that's the first thing. The other thing is just really, really cool, and it's something that means a lot to me. But I want to make sure that at least 2 times this summer, I sit around the fire pit with, you know, nice little campfire, eating ice cream with my in-laws. And by the way, I'll be doing that for the first time this season on the 4th of July. We invited them over. And it is like the cutest thing to watch these two 80-year-olds eating ice cream around the fire. And I bet you they're saying the same thing about me and my wife. And there's just something, I don't know, like how you guys feel. Like, I really think we could, if we could get the world leaders in a room and have an ice cream summit, man, it's like, how can you be pissed off when you're eating ice cream? It is like the coolest effing thing, man. It's like, I'm in such a good mood when I'm doing this shit around the campfire. Damn, good stuff, good times. Another thing that I want to do this summer, I'll be doing this in the fall too, but I want to do like a beer and brats type of thing. I mean, I love that. And it's like, I always like accidentally like stumble upon it. And we have like a family dinner. every Sunday night, because when you get to the point in life where I am with my family, where you're beginning the empty nest thing, my oldest has moved out already. My youngest now is almost 21. So, you know what I mean? They're like hardly ever around or whatever. You really have to make sure that you have things in place to keep you together as a family, you know, especially if you value family and you really genuinely love being around your family, as I do. So, what we do is every Sunday night we have a family dinner, and we don't have it like you must attend or you're like out of the will, right? Which, you know, I wish like I was filthy rich so that could mean something to my kids, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like we, there's really no strings with this. Like, if you can make it, there's always like a table setting there for you. If you can't, you can't. So we do that every Sunday. So, you know, it's very simple. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure one of those Sundays that we're going to do like a beer and brats thing, hang out in the backyard and just have some fun. The other thing that I want to do is I want to do an overnight with my wife, right? We're not going to be going away until October. Actually, it's actually going to be November that we're doing the cruise. And like, why do I have to wait until then to like enjoy the summer with her? So there's the east end of Long Island. And this one place where we go, I mean, it's just loaded with bars, so we could just take an Uber there and just have a good old time, not worry about drinking and driving. I want to take a day trip with my wife over to Fire Island. There is this incredible restaurant over there. You take a ferry over there, and you go to this restaurant. You spend the day going around to the little shops, and there's no cars there. They don't allow it. And you just walk around, feel the sun on my bald head. It's good stuff. I want to learn 5 new songs on my acoustic guitar by the end of the summer, because I haven't learned a new song in a long time, and I think it's important that we continually stay in learning mode, right? Especially a guy like me who preaches the importance of not becoming an old dog, right? You can't be taught a new trick, right? I want to do some bar hopping with my wife. There is this lovely place not far from me called Babylon Village, and it is loaded with amazing restaurants and even more amazing bars. And I'm thinking like I'll be like utilizing Uber for that one as well. Come back in a drunken stupor. I added sadly after the fact. I was like looking at my bucket list and like, what is this missing? And then I realized I want more one-on-ones with my kids. There's like special things that I want to do with each one of them that kind of means something to us that maybe we got away from. My son Nick used to always go camping with me when he was younger, and he misses it. Every year we try to squeeze in one camping trip together. So I want to make sure this summer Nick and I have a camping trip together. That's really important that we keep doing that. My son Paul, I was mentioning, he took me out for my birthday, and we went to I'm sure you guys have these out by yous guys, as we say out here in New York, or y'all. We have this chain called Miller's Ale House, and really good. I really enjoyed it, man. I've been there like 2 or 3 times. So we went there, had some drinks. Actually, I had a pitcher of margaritas, if we're being honest. And some appetizers and stuff. Then we walked over to the movie theater, you know, caught a movie together, and then, you know, went back and went on our way. But, like, I'm thinking, like, I don't want to wait for my next birthday to do that. That's a year away. And, you know, his birthday's in January, man. I'm not going to, like, walk out there in the cold to do that shit. So, like, you know, it's one of the things I want to do. And also, like, I want to make sure I stop by his apartment and like hang out with him there, and you know, see if there's something that maybe I can bring to kind of help him starting out his life. My daughter Sam, Samantha, but we call her Sam. She's also a musician, by the way, and she's taught herself guitar. I mean, I've given her like very few lessons, but a few months ago we sat down together and we kind of played, and like I taught her some things. And like we realized like how special that is, and like how awesome that is to hang out together, and something we can do together and bond through music. So that's something I want to do over the summer. And then last but not least, I'm trying to give you guys a lot of ideas, not to bore you with my family stories, but just to give you an idea about the importance of a bucket list. I mean, if you notice, there really wasn't anything here that's going to break the bank. Like, I got to sell off a kidney or go, like, you know, go sell some heroin to be able to, like, finance this shit, right? But last but not least, and my wife kind of snuck this one into the bucket list the other day. She said, you know, the town has all these free concerts throughout the summer, and it's in a different park. And I don't know about you guys, I love outdoor concerts. Even with some of the shitty cover bands I got to listen to, it's okay. It's still nice being out there. Now, one of the things you guys don't know about me, and I don't expect this to impress you or, like, make me the world's most interesting man in the world, but, like, not only do I love all kinds of music, and as a musician, man, I came up on, like, metal and Van Halen and all these types of stuff, but in my house, because I was the youngest, I grew up listening to all, like, you know, my brother's Beatles albums. So I was really big, and still am, big Beatles fan. In fact, kind of a sad note, it was when John Lennon was killed that I decided to officially pick up the guitar, man. I was really bummed out about it, and I was like, man, I want to do something. I want to be able to look back on this and say maybe something positive came out of this whole awful, ugly thing. And that's when I started playing guitar. But anyway, there's going to be a Beatles cover band this week that's going to be playing in one of the parks. But my wife had the most amazing idea. And this is a seasonal tip that I don't know what it is, man. I give you guys sales tips and you guys you guys like send me emails, say, Paul, I love that tip and everything. I don't need you like here to kiss the ring or something or kiss my ass and like, hey, you know, Castaigne, you're amazing. But it's funny how to, out of all the tips I give you guys, this is the one that everybody's like, oh my God, that was an amazing tip. It's not even a sales tip. What we do every year, my wife and I, and she brought this up, she said, we'll have to stop by Dunkin' Donuts on our way to the concert. Now, I assure you, we're not going there for donuts. I don't think of going to a concert and getting donuts. But what she is referring to is getting this frozen drink they have that they call a culotta. I personally get the strawberry culotta. Now, you need to, gentlemen, you need to, in order for this to work, divorce your wife immediately if she doesn't do this, and find a woman in your life that does this. My wife carries, she refers to them as travelers in her pocketbook or purse or whatever the hell you call it, in her bag. I'm a guy, I don't know what the hell you guys call it, right? And what travelers are is that those little cute little bottles of booze that, like, you get on the airplane and stuff like that. And she, at any given time, she usually has between 3 and 4 little travelers, usually rum and tequila. The rum is always for Mrs. Uncle Paul. She's a big fan of the rum. I am a big fan of tequila. So she has that in there for me. So now what we do is you go and you get the culotta and you take one of these travelers and you throw some alcohol in there. I personally, because I don't like to F around, I'd like to get my buzz going nice and early. I don't want to wait 3 hours of listening to a shitty cover band for me to get in my zone. So I need to pregame a little bit and kind of get in a, like, a happier place. So I am going to go and opt immediately for 2 of those bottles in my culotta so that I show up a happier and friendlier Uncle Paul. It also, and this is not HR friendly, I also highly recommend this approach when you have to go to a really boring internal meeting. Start showing up with a culotta with a shot in there. And if you get in any kind of trouble, I don't want to hear it from you. I'm going to deny it. I'm going to erase this shit after a few days. But also, I mean, needless to say, I mean, seriously, I feel a need to say this. We don't want to be drinking and driving and things like that. I mean, what my wife, I mean, thank God for Uber, right? I've mentioned them like 2 or 3 times already during this podcast. I really like them. Like, when I go to that concert, I mean, it's going to set me back all of about, like, round trip, I don't know, like $20, $30 or whatever it is, but small price to pay to get there, you know, to and from there safely and be able to enjoy myself and get hammered, right? I mean, nothing wrong with that. So that's one of the things that I do. But, like, how about your bucket list. So that was item number two. So very, very quickly, the first thing I talked to you about was blending. So your assignment is kind of answer this question: in what ways can I blend work and play this summer? So this way I can kind of enjoy my summer but still get the work done. How can I blend the two? And remember, I gave you several examples that you might want to go back and listen to. The second thing is create a summer bucket list of all the things that you want to do between now and the end of summer. And just like when you're setting goals, I think, you know, I don't know that we were necessarily taught the wrong way to set goals, but we were taught that we have to dream big and all these things. I think it's important to dream big. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes we end up creating this construct that makes it so easy to fail and be disappointed. And then that's why we don't want to set goals anymore, because we always fail. We never achieve them, whatever. So I'm not saying you baby yourself, but I mean, those things that I mentioned to you, I mean, going camping, it's $18 a night. It's not like I said, I want to go to the Caribbean and I want to go around the world. I want to go to Italy, you know, 5 or 6 times. Whole thing about like sitting around a campfire and eating ice cream or whatever, 5 new songs on the acoustic, hanging out with my kids, you know, going out to dinner with my son, playing songs with my daughter, you know, doing an overnight with my wife. I mean, shit, like the hotel on the East End that I'm going to stay in, it's going to set me back all of about like $200, $250 a night. And then, you know, by the time, like, you know, we're eating and having fun, the whole thing is like going to be under $500. So, like, you know, like, not like I have to go rob a bank. So your goal there is to come up with your summer bucket list and treat that list the way you treat your other to-do lists, with the same type of dedication. Like, I'm going to get this shit done. You know, this is for you. You deserve this. So the whole reason why I've now given you the first thing with blending, the second thing with the bucket list, is so that I can completely knee you in the balls with item number three. If you want to get the most out of the summer selling season, are you ready for this? Now I'm going to set you up. I'm warning you, because it wouldn't be fair for me just to left hook you and roundhouse you and knee you right in the balls with this next statement. You ready for this? It's coming. You're doing those two things because, seriously, folks, you need to get your shit together with your work ethic. I mean, I'm serious. Some of you are just pathetic when it comes to the summer. You bought into a lie that it is absolutely useless to do any work over the summer. Now, I get it. I know that there's some industries where they practically like board up all the doors and windows and it shuts down or whatever. But there's always something that we can be doing for our business. Now, when you make a statement like I did, there's always that asshole that wants to turn this into what Paul's saying is that, you know, you've got to always be hustling, don't have a life. You know, easy for him to say, he probably doesn't have a life and, you know, he's probably, you know, doesn't have a great relationship. Yeah, false. I actually have an incredible relationship. I married my high school sweetheart. I've been with her since like I was 18 years old. We dated for 5 years. We're coming up on our 30th anniversary. Still on the first marriage, folks. Have an incredible relationship with my kids. And, you know, I enjoy my life. But on the same token, if I were to show you the growth that my business experienced, and I don't mean that this shit falls in my lap. I've got a hunt just like you guys. I'm picking up phones. I'm sending out things. I'm out there beating the bushes like you guys are. My whole point is that too many people, and it's a lot of the people listening out there, you're looking at the summer as an excuse, the same bullshit excuse that and lie that you tell yourself come Christmas time. Well, you know, what's the use? And I have to tell you, I had people that were in my life years ago, and there were people that I worked with, and I'll never forget. It was always the older salespeople. That's why I said, I am never going to become that type of old dog. And I'll never forget, there I am, banging away at the phones. It's summertime in the printing industry. Summertime in the printing industry is brutal, right? It is a tough time to be selling. I'm picking up the phone. I'm making calls, man. And I'm like just trying my best to make it happen. And I remember, like, you know, this old asshole comes over to me. He's like, I don't know why you're bothering, kid. It's always brutal this time of year. I remember looking at him. I said, so what's the alternative? I throw my arms up in the air, and I said, forgive me, but, it's like the advice that you're giving here is like just like a little bit on the shitty side, because here you are, you're an established rep, you have a book of business that you could pick up the phone and just like be Mr. Order Taker, which you are. I don't have shit, I'm just starting out, so like I have no choice. And so what happened for me that summer, I'll never forget, I watched all the older, more established sales reps just dick off for the whole like summer. And I was like, I can't imagine ever being able to afford to do that. Here it is, years later, man. Like, now I'm the old guy. And like, I can't imagine how anybody can afford to do that. I can't imagine a point ever in my business where I'm going to be able to afford to do that. Seriously, it's like, I just can't imagine it. And so what happened was, by the way, just quick story, at the end of that summer, I was like, I didn't have much happen that summer. I did get in front of people. Not a lot happened as far as new business. People were like, see, you could have been relaxing. No, see, I could have been getting my ass fired for like not working and like not having anything to fall back on. But what happened was, come September, it started like September, like right after Labor Day, I started closing that business. Some of these things, I met with these people. This is now September. Like, I met with them, like, end of June and July. Now they're like, hey, you remember me? We met over the summer. You've been, like, following up and everything. I'm ready, man. Like, I want to go ahead with you. I have this project for you. I want you to bid on this, or I want you to come by and pick this order up or whatever. I was bringing in between one and two new accounts every single month. And I kind of rode that summer wave right through to the next summer. I mean, it lasted like what was it, like 8 months or whatever? It's 10 months. I was just able to ride that wave. So we really have to pick it up a little bit. Now, what happens is, you have a lot of your competitors that are also facing what you're facing. So remember what I said before? I looked at the training industry. It really comes to almost like a grinding halt over the summer. And I said, well, what can I do to get around this? So the first thing, and I want you to make a note of this, forgive me, you might want to say duh to this, but if you're not doing it, maybe you shouldn't say duh, you should actually do it. Like, the first thing I said was, why am I waiting until summer to pick up the pace? You don't wait until, like there's, like, almost no gas in the car, and, like, you're conking off, conking out, and, like, starting to, like, hover to the side of the road, like, in that pathetic little crawl that our cars get when, like, they need repair. Like, why would you wait for that, man? It's like, so I ramp up, like, months before the summer, like, with more direct mail, with more phone calls, with more LinkedIn activity, with more drop-bys for local accounts, with more creative things and all that. When we start, when we're right about, I would say, like, April going into May, I start dedicating a part of my Saturday mornings to like more direct mail, where I'm stuffing more envelopes and just like getting the word out. So that's the first thing that I want you to do, and keep that tactic in mind for other times of the year, like going into like the Christmas season. Like, you don't wait until December 1st to say, oh my God, I got to step it up. You should be stepping it up long before then, like now, seriously. So that's the first thing that I want you to do. But the other thing I want you to realize is that if you are faced with this obstacle, so are your competitors. Your average competitor is going to do probably, forgive me, what you've done, and that's tap out and throw your arms up and say, yeah, I give up, man. It's like the summer sucks, so why should I bother? So you just kind of check out. I don't want you to check out. I want you to enjoy your summer and blend, enjoy your summer and have that bucket list, and then I want you to outwork the ever-living shit out of your competitors. Because while they're sitting there and slacking and making bullshit excuses like you used to do, right? Because I'm hoping something's going to change after this podcast. I want you picking up phones. I want you knocking on doors. I want you to go and just increase the activity. That's one of the things that I want you to do. I want you to seriously snap it the hell up. The other thing that I want you to do, and this one is self-serving, I'm telling you right now, an infomercial is about to come at you. So, like, if the idea that, like, I actually have to pay bills, and, like, the idea, like, you know, like, I sell shit, and I'm not just here out of the kindness of my heart just to give you free shit, right, without you ever buying something from me. Like, if that idea bothers you, run away very fast. But for the rest of, like, for the rest of you, I mean, this is a great time, in addition to outworking your competitors, because, like, you know, there's less noise out there. What you should also be doing is you should be training and getting smarter. Because with some of you, again, it, and I know it seems like I'm really bitching you guys out today, but seriously, it's like, I mean, somebody has to tell you it. It's important. And when I say these things, it's not because I'm perfect. It's because I've been there. I've done that. I've been you. I've been somebody at times who just, like, bought into some of the lies, like the seasonal things and all that, and then used it as an excuse and then lost 2 months that I couldn't afford to lose. And then next thing you know, I'm under the gun with my year-end sprint. And that's just unnecessary. So, you know, but the thing of it is, though, is that some of you say that you never have time to train. But yet, you're at the same, in the same breath, you're pissing and moaning about how much it slowed down over the summer. So if you're in a season that you have nothing but time, why in the hell wouldn't you be training? So here comes the infomercial. I decided to bring something back that I had several years ago, and I can't even remember why I got away from it. Probably because I got busy, and I know why I got away from it. I got away from it because I couldn't make a weekly commitment for a program that I had. So a few years ago, every summer, starting 2012 to like probably 2015, maybe 2016, probably 2015, I used to do this thing called Summer Sales Camp. And it was all right on your computer screen. And back then, we used to meet every week for like 6 weeks or whatever it is. The reason why I got away from it is because for me to have to then commit to like showing up every week, I was also getting complaints from other people. Man, it's like, it's a little bit hard for me to show up every week and everything. So I just kind of got away from it. But what I decided to do this year is bring it back, but with one really cool modification. I'm not going to have it where you have to be in like the virtual classroom at any day and at any time. I've pre-recorded the sessions for you. And check out what I have in store for you, and then, you know, make a judgment on it. But I want you to seriously consider it. And please don't use the I don't have time shit excuse, because seriously, it's like, yeah, I promise you, there is never going to be a point in your year where you wake up and say, ah, finally, what a glorious day to train. It never happens. So you have to continually get better and learn new ideas. And that's one of the things I'm really proud of in the webinars and the programs that I do. I don't get into a lot of philosophical shit and, you know, theoretical stuff that makes me sound real smart. I'd rather give you, well, do these three things to get in the door. Or, you know, here are 15 templates that you can use to write a better, like, sales ailment, you know, sales email. That kind of specifics. But what we're going to do is we're going to start off with, there's actually a bonus session that I'm giving everyone. So the bonus session is going to be 25 ways to rock your sales this summer. And that's what we were just talking about right now, how to leverage the summertime. I've got 25 ideas for you that are going to really help you out an awful lot in, you know, getting in front of more opportunities, but leveraging the summer instead of feeling challenged by the summer. So I have that bonus session for you. Then what we have is we have two sessions after that that are going to be focused on how to get in front of more opportunities. And we're going to talk about things like cold calling. And for the cold calling, I have 5 templates for you to help you with the cold calling. One of them is going to be an opening statement template. And then there's 4 voicemail templates that I have for you. We're going to talk about email. Speaking of template, I have 15 sales email templates for you. So this way you can build an arsenal, and you're not always saying the same shit to people, because you've got to know that that's how you get disregarded and dislike and deleted. And I almost said dis-deleted, which, you know, I don't know that the world's ready for that new word yet, but that's how you get disregarded and deleted. So I have 15 templates for you. We're going to talk about snail mail. We're going to talk about LinkedIn. Talk about referrals. I have a process that I teach where the average person who actually like does what I tell him to do with the referrals, has the potential to double and triple the amount of referrals that they're getting. We're also going to talk about, well, okay, once you're in front of the opportunity now, you've set the appointment, well, how do I close that business? So we're going to talk about how you could take better control of your deals without being controlling. We'll talk about how to disqualify your competitors without bad-mouthing, and certainly competitor-proof your deals. We're going to talk a lot about your questioning technique, and I actually have 100 sample questions for you that I've put together in a PDF. And I feel a need right about now to have a quick timeout. If you're like me and you hear somebody say, well, I'm going to teach you about questioning skills, you probably gave me an eye roll right there, because I would do that. And I expect no less from the sales playbook community. It, like, you probably thought I was going to say, well, yeah, and I'm going to teach you about like open and closed, you know, questioning techniques. Absolutely not. I swear to you, I am not kidding you. I can't tell you how many training opportunities I've turned away because somebody was insistent on me teaching that horse shit. You don't need me to train you on that garbage. There is so much of it on the internet that, like, seriously, if you think I'm kidding, just like Google open and closed, like, you know, questioning techniques, and you're gonna probably get like 20 million results. Seriously, you don't need to pay me to learn that regurgitated crap. Instead, I'm gonna teach you 5 really powerful questioning techniques that people really don't teach you, as well as some questioning mistakes that you absolutely have to avoid. Now, here's the thing, folks. I'm only going to be offering this until July 19th. Now, you might be thinking, oh, wow, like that, like, was that some kind of marketing shit that he's doing there? Only if, like, limited supplies and act now and all that kind of stuff. Well, it's the truth, man. I'm only going to be offering it until July 19th for 2 reasons. I know this crowd. I know salespeople because I've been one my whole life. We procrastinate the shit out of everything. So if I made this available forever, you would never do it. That's reason number one. I want you to get off your ass, and I want you to do it. Like, seriously. Like, don't put it off, because, I mean, how many times? Like, you have great intentions, but some other shit goes and takes your attention, so you're not going to get to it. But the other thing, the other reason why I'm only offering it until July 19th is because I do webinars every 2 weeks. And, like, you know, I got to, like, move on to the next webinar. So this is going to kind of give me a little bit of time off where I don't have to show up live for the next few weeks, and I can get some things done and work on some new programs and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, after the 19th, man, we got to move on. So if you want to learn more, and at least check it out, see what I have in store for you, because I bundled these pre-recorded things together, and I've got a really cool price on it. We've got the bonus session and everything else. And the best part of it is that if you have like a slowdown this summer, like, how cool would it be if you did a little blending, man? Listen to like some of these modules that I have for you and do it poolside or do it in your backyard or whatever it is, like a little bit here and there when you're having a slowdown. Like, how cool would it be to do it this week when like you're still working and the rest of the world is like blowing you off? That might be a very productive way for you to do it. But I'm here to tell you that this is another way that you can kick your competitor's ass. You absolutely have to work when they are slacking. You absolutely have to train when they're pissing and moaning about how useless the summer is. This is how you come out of the summer stronger and in a better place than you are right now. So if you'd like to learn more, yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp, all one word. yoursalesplaybook.com/salescamp. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit us at yoursalesplaybook.com.